Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. Today on The Dark Side of, here we go again, Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow's passionate texts and love letters back and forth. Oh, what could possibly go wrong? That's what we'll talk about today as we do another dramatic reading of those letters and texts themselves today on The Dark Side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of.
That indeed it is, and here we go again. I have to say, honestly, the last time we did this episode, the first part of these letters, I don't listen to the show very often because I already did it, but I listened to this because I was like, I really wanted to hear what it sounded like. I laughed my ass off in the car. Just like, this is, even Harper was like laughing hysterically. So I've been so excited to get back in the studio and do this because it's been 2 weeks. We took a week off. You guys haven't known that, but it's just been like, I can't wait to finish this out. And I don't even know if we're going to finish it tonight because this is such a long love story that Chad wrote to Lori Davis. I don't know if we call it love story. I don't know what the hell it is. It's like insane, maniacal, narcissist rant that he wrote to Lori. And it is what it is. But here we go again. I'm going to do my kind of character as I guess I see fit as we go. And you said,
I changed mine up.
What are you going for tonight, Carol? I mean, how do you feel yourself on the air?
Okay. So last time I was kind of feeling it sort of like a butch lesbian.
Yes.
But just because I thought that was kind of funny to think of her as a butch lesbian in this story.
But she's not really like that. That's the thing.
No, but nor am I anything like her. So we're acting, remember?
Yes, yes.
It's my interpretation, Tony. Jesus. Anyways, so I'm thinking my inspiration this time is a cross between Delta Burke from Designing Women and
Murphy Brown.
No, what's her name from Gone with the Wind? The after all, tomorrow is another day.
Scarlett O'Hara?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
It's somewhere in between there.
Okay.
With maybe Murphy Brown.
With hints of Murphy Brown.
With hints of Carol Hughes going, what the hell is that?
That's great. Yeah. All right. Well, are we ready to jump into tonight's show as we do some of this? Let me pull up some dramatic music here because I had that the other time. I didn't want to use our traditional music. I think we need to find something.
Soft porn, so.
Exactly. So let's find something. Let's go to mood. I'm thinking, not dark. How about sexy? Let's go to sexy. Okay. Let's do instrumental.
This is anything but sexy.
I know, but here we go.
Okay.
Let's see what.
All right.
What do we got here? Let's go with it. I don't care. It sounds kind of like wrong.
Oh my God, it sounds something really bad from a 1940s art house.
It really kind of does. Okay. Where is the story?
Can you just get 70s porn music? I think that would work better.
We'll get there. We just got to kind of work our way into it because we'll just start at this point and see.
Well, it starts with 70s porn words.
So. Okay, so here we go. We're reading directly from the police report. This is the Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow tax love story. Here we go. James could see the happiness in her eyes, and instinctively their mouths came together again. The fire was burning strongly within them both. And as their kissing grew more intense, he gently said, "I love you, Elena." Good timing.
It really was.
That's great. Those words sparked a frenzy within them. Their tongues effortlessly entwined, and their hips gyrated in a smooth, erotic rhythm. The two lovers, long separated, were finally united in heavenly bliss. After a few minutes of excitement, pleasure, and fun on the couch...
Excuse me, I wasn't ready for that. Okay, go ahead.
James and Elena both felt compelled to change into more comfortable clothing. Because who wouldn't at that point? You know, it's like, let's get sweats on, babe. James out in some athletic shorts and a blue shirt. This is part of the romantic text. I don't know what the fuck is that. And Elena put on a stunning black top and tight leggings. The top revealed just enough, but not too much. This music is working out so well. And James was overjoyed at the sight. James took her in his arms and they smiled at each other. The vibration in the room was intense, and their hearts reached out to each other in a glorious reunion. James gently touched the sides of Elena's breasts.
The sides?
As he was in ecstasy. Wow. She stood on her tiptoes and gave him a sensual kiss that sent electricity through his body. I'd like to be the guy, like, at the police department that's, like, having to, like, take this in. And, like,
you know, damn well they did the same thing at the police department that we're doing right now.
God, they probably had a great time. They moved towards the bed and were quickly entwined around each other. She was so beautiful, loving, and enchanting that James could hardly breathe. They were both aroused. And knew that they were there for each other, but knew there were limitations in what could occur that night. But they kissed for nearly an hour and pressed against each other tightly. Towards the end of the evening, Elena, loud on her stomach.
Typo.
The end of the bed, and James caressed her fabulous body. He grasped her perfect bottom with both hands, and she expressed how much she loved that.
Honey, I love the way you grab my perfect bottom with both hands. Sorry, I had to add that. That was added. That was editorial.
They knew they would see each other again in the morning with the separate...
Whoa. You skipped a sentence.
Oh, what did I mean?
She soon sat up.
She soon sat up and straddled him again as they passionately kissed farewell. They knew they would see each other again in the morning, but the separation seemed too long. But they knew that the long wait to find their eternal match that had come to an end. And James was overjoyed beyond description. James and Elena had agreed to visit the temple the following morning. And Carol, I'll let you pick up from the temple with whatever character you want to go for.
She returned to the hotel lobby, and after an additional romance on the couch, they calmed their nerves enough to give each other a blessing. I don't know what that came in the form of. I added that. As James placed his hands on her head, he connected with Elena's true eternal self. He knew that he was in the presence of an exalted goddess who had returned to Earth to perform a special mission. This mission included being with him, and they would progress together as he translated beings. As translated beings. The full plan wasn't completely clear to him, but the immense power radiating from her confirmed his belief that she was among the greatest women in the universe. I'll continue.
Yeah, keep going.
She then gave him a tremendous blessing. I wonder what that was. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. That helped him realize how much she truly loved him and wanted to be with him forever. He was deeply humbled that such an incredible woman regarded him so highly. His heart burned. Oops, I just did something and I lost it. Where did it go?
His heart burned.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, the top of the page and go to the next. Yep. And then police report number 225.
His heart burned as she blessed him. And he had glimpses come to his mind of not only their life in Jerusalem, but even as a couple on a previous earth. He knew they had been eternal companions for eons and that their love was blessed beyond celestial.
All right. They embraced following the blessings, and the emotions they felt were a mixture of eternal bliss and terrestrial desire. The sexual chemistry was...
Celestial. It says celestial.
I know. The sexual chemistry was undeniable, but the spiritual unity was a glorious bonus to them both. They had only known each other for 3 weeks, but two lonely, misunderstood souls had finally found their best friend that they could trust and confide in. They arrived at the temple, and they both felt they should do ceilings together.
What the hell is that?
I'm about to find out.
And it's S-E-A-L-I-N-G-S. Maybe some Mormon thing?
What I've learned about
this...
They're
doing ceilings together?
The thing is, there's something with the Mormon church where you, like, once in your life you get, like, some sort of blessing type thing done to you. But you can't, like, will that upon yourself or, like, do it to yourself. So this is something that, like, the LDS church would never, like, be, like, cool with. This is completely, like... Chad Daybell religion, whatever the fuck he wants to do, let's hijack the Mormon church type deal.
Oh, it is a Mormon thing. I'm looking at it on Wikipedia.
Well, it's like it started there and then it turned into Chad Daybell's like fantasy land. And so everything kind of went.
And it makes possible the existence of family relationships throughout eternity.
Oh, well, isn't that what everybody wants to sign up for?
As marriages or as sealing of parents. Children to parents.
Okay. I thought it meant
they were performed prior to the death of Joseph Smith.
Okay. And the tablets.
The man with the tablets.
Yeah, okay. Well, they arrived at the temple and they both felt they should do the ceilings together. They soon were seated in a ceiling room facing each other. Is that like an escape room? Like, do you have to like... You're like looking for like, what is this key? Elena looked so stunning as she smiled at him. She seemed calm while he felt quite nervous. Their opportunity soon came to kneel across the altar from each other. And as the sealer pronounced those sacred words, James and Elena knew that they were now sealed as husband and wife for eternity. As the earthly sealing was taking place, a similar scene involving the spirits was happening on a higher plane, where they kissed and unified their souls. They knew they had just begun a new journey together that was eternal and never-ending. After the sealing, they went to lunch together, and they felt so comfortable at the Old Country Buffet. I added that. Everything felt so right. James could look into her eyes forever unless he was gently kissing her and telling her how much he loved her. That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday.